Fox News host Tucker Carlson's back in the U.S. after broadcasting every episode of last week's show from Hungary. Why would he do that? Well, the trip gave Carlson a chance to cozy up to Hungary's authoritarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a leader who's quashed dissent and nearly all immigration, but for Carlson is an inspiration and a role model for Americans. Orban was also apparently inspiring to Carlson's audience. Last week's shows drew about 3 million viewers a night, easily beating out the competition at CNN and MSNBC. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, Tucker Carlson got a military helicopter tour of Hungary's border fence, praised the country's strict laws. Carlson's been excoriated in mainstream press, but we just, you know, saw the ratings. What was your takeaway from all of this?
Well, look, you know, Fox News has tried to, in some ways, rekindle the Trump magic in the absence of former President Donald Trump in the White House and defining the scene. In a sense, going to this small Central European country allows a way to do that. You talked about his praise of Hungary's efforts at the border, the strict laws there, the efforts to repel refugees, particularly back about 5-6 years ago, and famous effort there. This is an opportunity to stress some of the themes that that Trump has stressed and that in recent years that Tucker Carlson has stressed, the idea that the American nation needs to protect its civilization, its sense of heritage, its sense of history. And one way that you do that is keep out other people from other lands.
And he's certainly being provocative. I mean, that's what he does. He said a lot of provocative things, including that Hungary was a more free and open society than the U.S. Let's listen.
Let's say you lived in a big American city and you decided to loudly and publicly attack Joe Biden's policies, his policies on immigration or COVID or transgender athletes. If you kept talking like that, you would likely be silenced by Joe Biden's allies in Silicon Valley. If you kept it up, you might very well have to hire armed bodyguards. That's common in the U.S. Ask around. But it's unknown in Hungary.
David, social media is only blocking lies and not well enough for many of its critics. Viktor Orban's critics say he's systematically dismantled Hungary's institutions, the free press, the independent judiciary. Now, is it possible we're watching a popular American host turn a conservative group of Americans in favor of a thing that those same conservatives in America in just the 1950s would have been dead set against, which was an autocrat?
Well, look, he certainly has used democratic institutions to come to power, Orban, and then used them in undemocratic ways to stifle dissent, to stifle an independent judiciary, to marginalize and diminish the strength and the ability to present to the public of his democratic opposition. So there are elections there, but he really tries to essentially place the odds against those that would oppose him. And what Carlson's describing in the U.S. isn't really right. I mean, among the most popular figures every week in terms of what's shared on Facebook are folks like Ben Shapiro of The Daily Wire, quite conservative voice. And Tucker Carlson is the most popular figure on cable news, and he dissents from the Biden administration all the time. So voices aren't being silenced, even as we are concerned and hear people bandy about terms like cancel culture. In fact, in the U.S., while dissent can be problematic and can be contentious at times, you know, you still see roiling free debate online and on TV all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm thinking Howard Stern used to do that. He used to say, nobody ever pays any attention to me and I'm not making any money. And he was making millions
right.
and he had
right.
millions of listeners. But nobody wants to think that you're the big guy. You know, they want to always think you're the pugilistic little guy. What does Viktor Orban get from this?
He gets a kind of credibility. That is, he's a world leader worth listening to. Hungary is not a major world power. It's in some ways somewhat isolated within the EU because of his policies. And yet he gets to be heard in the bosom of the Republican and conservative movements by this long extended showcase on Tucker's show. So there's a validation and a legitimization of what he's doing, not as autocratic, but just a different kind of approach worth listening to.
Yeah. Look, why should we care that Tucker Carlson went to Hungary in the first place?
Well, you know, if you think about the nation's most watched figure on Fox News, the nation's most watched cable news outlet, and a force really that helps to define, both follows and helps to further define what's acceptable within conservative and with Republican discourse. Carlson's basically saying this guy is in some ways a possible future for America. And if you're saying that, you're saying somebody who's essentially against certain kinds of dissent, against certain kinds of checks and balances we take for granted and hold dear in this country, and in a sense is opposed to the idea of holding powerful figures accountable through independent journalism, which is something that folks even within Fox News and its sister companies in the news business should take very seriously indeed.
It's just so stunning, given that what has happened in recent history is that the followers of former President Donald Trump, who Tucker Carlson is also a follower of, just attacked our Capitol. And, you know, very few of them, compared to how many were there, are even being charged with anything.
And this is a fellow who's also cast doubt on elections if they were to go against him. This is a question of an illiberal approach to what has been a liberal democracy.
Yeah. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.